Good afternoon and welcome to this ministerial meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Commission and Defence Minister Session. It's a particular pleasure to welcome you, Minister Anatoly Gritsenko, to your first meeting in your new position. And let me also take this opportunity to congratulate you, Mr. Minister, and your Ukrainian colleagues and the Ukrainian people, I should add, on the remarkable and impressively peaceful political change that took place in Ukraine as a result of the Orange Revolution. As I said during our NATO-Ukraine summit meeting with your President Yushchenko last February, we have opened a new chapter in our relations. Subsequently, in Vilnius in Lithuania, 2 months ago, our foreign ministers welcomed the launching of an intensified dialogue on Ukraine's membership aspirations and relevant reforms. We have also, as you know, adopted a substantial package of practical measures to support Ukraine's reform efforts. Now, the further development of our relationship, of course, will depend principally on Ukraine's own performance in implementing its reforms across the range of issues that underpin the NATO-Ukraine action plan. But NATO has made it very clear, and let me reiterate this and repeat this today, that we stand ready to assist Ukraine in this endeavor. Nous sommes réunis aujourd'hui pour examiner notre coopération dans la réforme des secteurs de la défense et de la sécurité, ainsi que la participation de l'Ukraine aux missions et aux opérations de l'Alliance. Je ne saurais trop insister sur l'importance de ces deux questions. Une réforme efficace des secteurs de la défense et de la sécurité est non seulement nécessaire pour s'adapter à l'évolution des besoins, mais elle est aussi essentielle à la consolidation de la démocratie en Ukraine. Nous continuerons d'intensifier notre coopération à l'appui de cette réforme. Les contributions de l'Ukraine aux missions et aux opérations de l'OTAN attestent son engagement à l'égard de la paix, de la stabilité et de la sécurité. Ces contributions sont très appréciées. Au demeurant, cette coopération concrète sur le terrain rapproche l'OTAN et l'Ukraine et renforce leur interopérabilité. Let me now, in warmly welcoming you again, Minister, to NATO and to this meeting, let me now give you the floor for your opening remarks. Minister Gritsenko, please.